So, Tim, you were posted to ADSCS.
Yep.
I guess, did you do the same thing as you did with Geraldton? Did you give it a Google?
Yeah, gave it the good old Wikipedia.
Yep.
Which gave not much, but enough to know what I wanted, what I was walking into, pretty much.
Yep. Surprising that there even is a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, it is. There's not much to it, but I mean, gave you all the relevant information that you needed. And back at the college, you ask somebody, what's Geraldton like? What do you do out there? And the good old answer usually is, no idea. But they gave you contacts. Spoke to the OIC out here.
Yep.
Kurt Decker. And he got me in touch with Fran, the sort of jack of all trades out here, the admin lady. And then they just gave me all the information that I needed. Any question that I had, anything that popped up, they were more than accommodating to help.
So that's good there. So you're not going in completely cold, and, you know, it probably takes a bit of nerves away as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, didn't really know what to expect, but we just communicated and they put those thoughts at ease.
Excellent. So did you find the place all right in your first shift?
So I arrived on the Monday, and then Tuesday I just drove out to site just for a little orientation.
Yep.
Found that all right. Perfect. Easy. Ready for work the next day. Then planned ahead a bit, gave myself 10, 15 minutes extra leeway, which is good because I, in the early mornings, nice and dark, miss a sign for the turn off. So
it happens, but now it's all smooth sailing.
Yep, all smooth sailing, can drive with your eyes closed pretty much.
Beautiful. So so how have you found, with your previous jobs, you wouldn't have done, you know, rostered shift work before?
No, I haven't done shift work before.
How are you finding it?
The first week was surprisingly easy. I had days and nights.
Yep.
The second week, though, getting back into a transition, like just keep on transitioning, it was a bit of a challenge, but nothing a good Red Bull couldn't fix on those day shifts.
That's the attitude. Right, so I think you're fitting in really well with the staff, you know. You've worked with a lot of the teams now.
Yeah, with all the extra overtime that's gone around, I've worked with pretty much everyone. We've got one of the team leaders is over in Brisbane at the moment on deployment, so she'll be back in the next month or so, so I'm looking forward to meeting her. And
you've pretty much met everyone, haven't you?
Yeah, met everyone, worked with everyone, and everyone's been great. Really accommodating and welcoming.
Excellent. Any sort of goals or things you want to tick off while you're in Geraldton, work-related?
Work-related, mainly just getting as much training as I can, learning how to deal with shift work and just building up that repertoire of what you got to do at station, do everything right, or as right as can be, and which will leave me in good stead for the future if I do choose to move on here in the next few years, or if I do decide to say that higher duty sort of role.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you just there's a lot of experienced heads out there, you know, guys that have been out there for, you know, two decade plus, so you know,
pieces of the furniture out there by now.
Oh, that's it. But they're always good, and they're
Very very helpful. If you do have a question, no one's unapproachable. You can ask them anything, and if they don't know, they'll point you in the right direction of where to find the answers.
And that's the way it should be. It makes things just smooth, doesn't it?
Absolutely, especially straight out of the college, and you do all the OST sort of stuff, but you don't really touch on the admin and the day-to-day running of being at a station. So having those experienced heads there to help you, guide you through, it's always positive.
Excellent. Hasn't been too overwhelming for you?
Not really. Like I said, the college does prepare you very, very well. And it's quite nice to have a little, not really a step back, but not as hectic as your 4 a.m. wake-up calls finishing at 6 o'clock.
Early PT sessions, there's none of that at work. We have got a lovely gym,
as
you know.
Yes, just bought some new equipment for that, so it's coming along really nicely, better than some of the gyms that I've paid money to go and use.
Absolutely, yeah. So, look, Any tips, any sort of words of advice you'd give a bloke your age, you know, making the travel over to Geraldton or anyone starting in Geraldton?
Biggest advice I could probably give, and you've probably heard it as well at the college, always say yes. If a training opportunity comes, put your name down, grab it with both hands, and don't be scared of anything. Everyone's approachable. The people you work with, nice and friendly. The stakeholders as well. They're just, everything's running really smoothly out there. And best advice I can give is just say yes to everything that you can.